This is Eddie Cantor, ladies and gentlemen. We in show business have a saying that the show must go on. And today, when the most serious drama of all time is capturing our undivided attention, America needs women who will carry on in that tradition. I know you want to serve your country at the war's crisis. I know you women listening want to help speed victory and bring your men home sooner. You can do that by joining the Women's Army Corps. Tonight, 16,000 motion picture theaters throughout the nation are cooperating to enroll America's women in playing the greatest role in history. Ask about the opportunities and advantages offered you in the Women's Army Corps.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Signal Corps of the United States Army at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile. With our guest star, Tallulah Bankhead, Nora Martin, Bert Gordon, our Russian friend, Vincent Travers Orchestra, the Norseman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
A boy and girl were walking, oh, walking, yes, walking, and as they stood there talking, he stole a little kiss. The girlie started giggling, oh, giggling, yes, giggling. And as the boy stood wiggling, he shyly told her this. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, it's you I'm thinking of. I love to hold your teeny, weeny hand in mine. I get a piggly, wiggly feeling down my spine. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, how I love to kiss. I swear that home could never be like this. You've got all my nerves unstrung. Let's be foolish while we're young. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, how I'd love to fly and float among the clouds up in the sky. Gee, it's time to say goodbye. Where's my collar? Where's my tie? Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Thank you. And Harry, it's a pleasure to be with the Signal Corps here at Fort Monmouth.
Oh, yes.
You know, Harry, I was just talking to a soldier outside, and he knew that his buddy was at that very moment in Red Bank, 3 miles away, flirting with a girl.
Well, hey, what signals did he use?
No signals. He knew if the guy was in Red Bank, what else would he be doing? You know?
Seriously, Eddie, signals must be very interesting.
Yes, I learned some very interesting things about them. For one thing, I learned that sound travels at the rate of 1,100 feet a second. Of course, light travels even faster than sound.
Yeah, what travels faster than light?
A private on a 4-hour pass. There he goes.
Yeah. Well, say, I guess the boys here like to get out and have a lot of fun.
Oh, sure, because they know by Saturday a lot of them will be on that pier at Asbury Park. And you know, Harry... I want you to know, Harry, that's a jumping-off point for soldiers, you know.
The jumping-off point?
Yeah, when they see a beautiful girl on the beach, they jump off the pier and grab her. That's what they do. Listen to those jumpers.
Yeah.
Just think, Harry, if one of these fellows sees a girl half a mile away, if he wants to, he can signal that he wants to go out with her just by waving a couple of flags, you know, Harry.
Hey, well, that is marvelous.
Marvelous? While he's knocking himself out waving, an MP walks off with a girl. What are you going to do? And speaking about the Signal Corps, Harry, just walking through this place, you hear so many interesting sounds. For instance, there's... Morse code in the telegraphy room. International code in the radio room.
What was that?
Crap game in the barracks.
Found out, Eddie?
Yep.
They also have pigeons here at Fort Monmouth.
Oh, yeah, Harry, those are... Yeah. Yeah,
And those are carrier pigeons. I saw one little carrier pigeon flying around here yesterday with two tails, Harry.
Two tails? How come?
Her mother was frightened by a P-38. Harry, of all the lines of communication, pigeon, semaphore, code, one of the most important means of communication, of course, is radio. I'd like to tell the boys what I heard on the shortwave radio last night. Take it away, Berlin. Attention, people of the Third Reich. Preparations are being made for the invasion. We are removing our troops from the southern front to the northern front. We are removing our troops from the northern front to the western front. And on the eastern front, the Russians are removing our troops. Germans, when Allied bombers come over, do not flee to the country. Stay in your houses. You'll get there quicker. The Fuhrer would like to declare Berlin an open city. After all the bombings, the buildings are open, the streets are open. If they open it anymore, we'll have to put a zipper on it.
We now take you to Tokyo.
American Air Force insult Japanese Air Force. When we send up 1,000 planes, they send up only 100 planes. When we send up 100 planes, they send up only 10 planes. And when we send up 10 planes, they send up one carrier pigeon. American soldiers invading Japanese island singing new song hit, Take It Easy, Take It Easy. Regret to announce Americans took it easy, took it easy. Japanese soldier in marshals met American soldier with walkie-talkie. Now, Japanese soldier, no walkie, no talkie, just lay there. I know what you're waiting for. Here she is, fellas, lovely Nora Martin. Sings a brand new song, Moon on My Pillow.
Hello.
Thank you, Nora Martin, for giving us Moon on my pillow.
Thank you, Mr. Cantor. And say, I wanted to tell you, I enjoyed you and Harry playing the part of the two carrier pigeons.
Oh, we were just fooling with that thing.
You know, I wish I were a carrier pigeon at Fort Monmouth.
Nora, it would never work out, you being a carrier pigeon.
Well, why not?
Well, after one of these boys tied a message to your leg, do you think he'd send you away? I know I wouldn't send you away, would you, Harry?
No, sir. You know, there's something about Nora that fascinates these fellas.
Is it her eyes?
No. No, her eyes are lovely, but it's not that.
Is it her hair?
No. She has beautiful hair, but it's not that.
I know what it is.
You do, Eddie? What?
An attractive smile.
And that is right, Eddie. Oh, you are absolutely right, Eddie. An attractive smile. You can prove it yourself, ladies. Glance at the most popular girls that you know. Girls who win admiration, girls who invite romance, and you'll find that though few of them are striking beauties, they do have radiant, attractive smiles. Yes, an attractive smile wins friends. And since this is true, it's mighty important for you to take proper care of your smiles. And about the best way for you to do that is to
visit your dentist regularly, and between visits, to faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
Now that's really sound beauty advice. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. So why don't you help yourself to an Ipana smile? A smile of beauty by adopting this famous healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Remember, for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
And now, fellas, I want you to meet a girl who is one of the foremost actresses of the American theater and a regular gal, Tallulah Bankhead. Tallulah, aren't the boys here at Fort Monmouth wonderful?
Yes, Eddie, darling, and they're so different. They're men who appreciate art. They're men who appreciate the drama. They're men who appreciate literature.
Then why are they staring at your legs?
They're men.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know, Eddie, these boys are from the Signal Corps. Their whole interest is in lines of communication.
What do you mean?
Well, every Saturday night, they stand on the corner, and when they see pretty lines, they communicate.
Well, let me tell you something, Tallulah. When a pretty girl passes by and drops her handkerchief, I feel just as young as these guys.
Yes, Eddie, but when you can't bend over to pick it up, you know... You know you're not.
Yeah. Say, after all, you know, last Sunday I celebrated my 35th year in show business, you know.
I know, Eddie. And success hasn't changed your bit. You're still the same guy you were 35 years ago.
The same guy?
Yeah, why don't you snap out of it?
Oh, stop clowning. Tallulah, you should have heard the compliments I got at my testimonial dinner at the Astor. And when it was finished, they handed me a beautiful engraved scroll. When I read it, I cried.
Oh, what'd it say?
300 dinners, $580. plus $6 carrying charges.
Carrying charges? What was that for?
Jessel took home sandwiches.
Well, Eddie, I'm sure you didn't mind the expense, darling. I understand the entire proceeds from your dinner went to your boys' camp in upstate New York.
That's right, Tallulah.
Well, did you ever think of building a camp for girls?
Build one? I go home every night and there it is. Ah, but it's not nice making myself the topic of conversation. Let's stop talking about my anniversary dinner.
Okay, Eddie.
Let's talk about my new picture.
Yes, Eddie, I read that it opened at the Palace, and I thought it was rather a coincidence.
What was a coincidence?
Well, the same week your picture opened, they stopped rationing ham.
That's a fine way to talk to me, your favorite fan. I want you to know, Tallulah, I loved you in the picture lifeboat.
Ah.
There you are in the middle of the Atlantic, lost. Oh, what a performance.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Tell me, how did you like me in my picture?
You seem a little lost, too.
Well, Tallulah, the picture Lifeboat inspired me to write a play about a girl like you and a boy like one of the fellas here at Monmouth. Only, they're not on the rough Atlantic. They're on a lake in Central Park. And they're not in a lifeboat. They're in a rowboat.
Presenting a stirring saga of the sea, Rowboat. As our story opens, we find two soldiers on leave from Fort Monmouth enjoying themselves at the Central Park Zoo.
Oh, boy. What fun here at the zoo, huh?
Yeah.
We've seen all kinds of animals. Wonder what they call those things up in front of us there.
Where?
There.
Them are civilians.
Well, look, why are they all laying on benches?
If they could stand up, they'd be in the army. Say, Harry, let's get out of here. That dame, you know, that dame the sergeant asked us to meet for him ain't never going to show up, you know.
Yeah, well, we promised we'd meet her. And the sergeant's a nice guy, ain't he?
Yeah.
And the poor guy is laid up in the infirmary, ain't he?
Yeah.
Slipped on a cake of soap and fell down a flight of stairs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did you leave that soap on the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gee, I wish the sergeant's girl would show up. We must have watched 100 girls go by here.
Yeah, and every time you see one dame, she's with 2 sailors.
That's right.
Unless you see 2 dames, then they're with a soldier. I'll have to correct that when we play for sailors. Go ahead.
I know, but look at us two. 2 soldiers and no dame.
Wait a minute. Here comes a girl now.
That might be her.
Maybe. Pardon me, miss. Do you happen to be looking for a gentleman?
No, a sergeant.
Good. Maybe we can help you out.
Really, sir, I'm not in the habit of stopping and talking to soldiers in the park.
Oh, I see.
That is, unless they whistle.
We have a message for you. The sergeant couldn't get here tonight.
Oh, what happened to him?
He sprained his ankle.
His ankle? Well, last night in the park bench, he sprained his arm.
Since the sergeant couldn't meet you here at the zoo, would you care to go out with us?
If I cared, I'd never go out with you.
No! Tallulah! Now, wait a minute, lady. You don't have to be so ritzy. Ever since you've been talking to us, you've had your nose up in the air.
Yeah, what's that for?
Let's say it's the zoo.
Say, let's get away from here. Why do you say we take you out stepping?
Okay, where do you think we ought to go?
Tell you what, we'll put it up to you.
Well, the Wedgwood room at the Waldorf Astoria.
Well, that puts it back to us.
Hey, I know what we better do. Let's all pool our money and put it in a handkerchief.
Well, here's $10. That's all I've got.
Well, here's my money.
And here's mine.
How much do we have now?
$9.50.
Put that half buck back.
Pardon me. There must have been a hole in the handkerchief.
Hey, look, here's the boathouse. Why don't the 3 of us go for a ride in a rowboat?
That's a good idea. I'll see about renting one. Pardon me, miss. Do you take care of these rowboats?
I ain't drinking the water out of the bottom of them because I'm thirsty.
Well, look here, miss.
My name is Moyle. I work here.
White? You mean work, like in clerk.
Work like in Cloyd. Gee, you're a joik.
It's not joik. It's jerk.
Okay, you're a jerk.
Look, how much is it to rent a boat?
We have OPA prices. This boat is $4 an hour. And that boat's $1 an hour.
A dollar? No ceiling?
No bottom.
Well, look, this here rowboat looks pretty good. Wait a minute now. There's a little hole in it.
Well, there's a war on. Big holes are hard to get.
Okay, I'll stuff it up. How much is it?
$1 a couple.
$1 a couple? Hey, Harry.
Yeah?
Let's toss a coin to see who goes in the rowboat with Tallulah.
Oh, okay. Boy, if I'm lucky, it'll be me and her.
If I'm lucky, it'll be me and her.
If I'm lucky, it'll be you and him.
Ah, Tallulah, gee, I'm lucky to be in this boat all alone with a girl like you. Isn't it romantic?
Yes, darling. The man in the moon seems to be watching every move we make.
Must be an MP. Tallulah, will you say you love me? Will you press your lips close to mine?
Shall I put my arms around you, my sweet?
No, somebody's got to row the boat. Tallulah, say you love me. Will you please, Tallulah, will you say you love me?
No, I love the sergeant. Every night he whispers to me in a low voice. He's so romantic.
He's not romantic. After yelling at us all day, he's got a whisper. But I'm not afraid of him.
What are you going to do?
When I go back to camp tonight, I'll go right up to him and tell him I've won your heart. I'll tell him he's through. Tell him he's finished. I'll tell him he's washed up.
You'll tell that to the sergeant?
Yes, and after I told him, I'll feel like a man. I'll have my self-respect. I'll be able to hold my head up.
Hold it up, you'll be able to bowl with it.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah, what, Eddie?
What I'm talking to. Where have you been all?
Oh, well, I've been looking things over here at the Signal Corps, Eddie. I went into one room, and all I could hear in there was... I couldn't understand it. I went on into another room.
You went into another room? What did you hear there? What kind of a message is that?
Oh, well, that one I could understand, all right. It means help.
Sounds complicated.
Well, I can simplify it for you like this. Sal hepatica.
Sal hepatica? That's right. Sal hepatica means help to millions of people. Go on and tell our listeners about it.
All right, Eddie, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, any morning you wake up feeling like this.
Oh, my.
And you'd like to wind up feeling like this.
Yippee!
Just reach for a glass full of sparkling, gentle sal hepatica. For any morning you wake up feeling headachy or out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, remember that sal hepatica helps you feel better faster by bringing quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So take sal hepatica right away. Don't wait till night and don't risk feeling miserable all day. And remember, too, that sparkling sal hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Stick around, Tallulah, while Nora Martin and I sing Take It Easy. Take it easy, don't you think it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, what's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low?
Take it easy, we got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, don't you know this music should be swayed instead of swung?
Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, don't you know you're not supposed to make a rumba jump? Take it easy, if you don't I fear that our romance will hit a bump. Take it easy, don't you know it's time for romance when the music's sweet? Take it easy, you should really try to make your heart control your feet.
Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. You're too far away from me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know you only get 3 pairs of shoes a year?
Take your time, dance with ease. Take your time, slow and please.
Too much haste makes the waste, so I've been told. Watch your step, save your breath, live to be old. Take your time, do it with ease. Take your time with you, would you please?
Vincent Travis and the boys, and thank you, Nora Martin.
Say, Eddie,
yeah.
One of the boys from the Signal Corps came backstage, and he's very anxious to meet you. He's an expert wireless operator.
A wireless operator? Why, where? Where is he, Harry?
How do you do it?
Oh, it can't be.
Yes, it is.
Russian. Russian.
What?
Tell me something. If you're a soldier, why didn't you salute the colonel this afternoon?
How did I know he was a colonel?
Well, he had an eagle on his shoulder.
Eagle? I thought it was a mosquito.
A mosquito?
Oh, no wonder he got mad when I swatted it.
I knew you didn't know anything about the Signal Corps.
That don't say. At home, I have a talkie-talkie.
No. You mean walkie-talkie. Talkie-talkie. That's stupid. It's ridiculous.
Sir, you are talking about the woman I love.
Your wife?
No, the woman I love.
Look, Russian.
Ma.
Here is a walkie-talkie. Now, let's see if you know how to use it.
Very well. I will contact Company B. Hello, Mabel. Hello, Mabel.
Wait a minute. If you want Company B, what are you calling Mabel for?
If I can find Company B, I'll find Mabel.
I get it. Mabel is your sweetheart. What does she look like?
Well, I wouldn't say she was pretty, and I wouldn't say she was homely.
No, well, what would you say?
I'd say she was pretty homely.
Listen, right.
Don't look at him. Go ahead.
I can't look at him.
I can't look at me either.
Russian, listen. Haven't I seen your picture in the paper someplace?
Oh, yes. I was once a prisoner of war.
A prisoner of war? Who captured you, the Japs or the Germans?
The FBI.
No. Will you stop clowning and tell us, have you seen any action in the Signal Corps?
Have I ever seen any action in the Signal Corps? Listen to this lie. Once I had to deliver a message by aeroplane.
Yes.
There I was 10,000 feet in the air, and my plane began to lose altitude. To make it lighter, I threw out my ammunition.
Yes.
But it kept going down and down.
Yes.
Then I threw out the cargo, but still it kept going down. There was no hope.
Yes.
I sat there thinking about the woman I loved.
Yes, well, then what did you do?
I threw her out, too.
Go away, Russian. I hate you.
If you hate me, why did you send me that delicious squab which I cooked this afternoon?
Cooked it? Cooked it?
Yes.
You fool, that wasn't a squab. That was a parrot worth $800, the smartest talking parrot in the world.
If he was so smart, why didn't he say something?
Oh, get out. Sorry, Fort Monmouth, we're a little late. We had a swell time. Good night, everybody. And get well quickly, Frank Sinatra.
Truchet beforehand.
Say, Nora, what goes on here?
Well, Harry, I'm just practicing what I learned here at the Signal Corps. I'm sending a message to the ladies. A message that contains a beauty secret for war busy hands.
Oh, well, I'll translate it. Ladies, Truchet is the thrilling beforehand lotion, which means that you use fragrant, creamy Truchet before you tackle soap and water jobs. It's especially important to see that your hands get this beforehand protection to help keep them looking their loveliest.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.